Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Niti Aayog's 9th Governing Council meeting, says states can play an active role to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A meeting of BJP ruled state chief ministers to be held at party headquarters in Delhi this evening. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in the monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat tomorrow. Nation pays tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary. In Paris Olympics, India begin the campaign on day one of the games in 7 events including badminton and hockey. And in men's cricket, India to play against host Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of 3-match series in Palekele this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, Mr. Modi said states can play an active role to achieve this aim as they are directly connected with the people. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog is underway at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, is chairing the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman Suman Beri and members of Niti Aayog are attending the meeting.
The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. The Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. Achieving the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047 will require a collaborative approach between the centre and state governments. The 9th Governing Council meeting aims to create a roadmap for this vision, fostering teamwork between the centre and states as Team India. With Dipendra Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge as the Prime Minister for the 3rd consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared Budget 2024 blueprint on Namo app that aims to explain various government announcements, schemes and new initiatives around job creation and skilling in a simpler way. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Modi said Budget 2024 aims to create jobs with new employment-linked incentive schemes, build a stronger workforce and enable job creators. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today planted a sapling in honour of his mother, Kesari Devi, under the afforestation campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam at Asita Park along the River Yamuna in Delhi. The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of World Environment Day last month. It is aimed at planting a tree as a tribute to one's mother, thus highlighting the commitment to protecting Mother Nature and making sustainable lifestyle choices. A meeting of BJP-ruled state chief ministers will be held in New Delhi this evening. The meeting to be held at the party headquarters will also be attended by senior BJP leaders. It is taking place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the union budget. More effective implementation of government schemes, feedback from the states and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. The nation is paying tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. Dr. Kalam played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam, also known as Missile Man of India, passed away on this day in 2015. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, in a social media post, said Dr. Kalam's life was a unique combination of hard work, simplicity and sensitivity which inspired and motivated the country, especially the youth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences over the demise of former MP and BJP leader Thiru Master Madan. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Madan will be remembered for his efforts to serve society and work for the downtrodden. The Prime Minister said he also played a commendable role in strengthening the Bharatiya Janata Party in Tamil Nadu. Home Minister Amit Shah has also expressed grief on Mr. Madan's death. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he is saddened by the passing away of Mr. Madan. He added, a towering leader from the Baduga community, Madanji played a crucial role in expanding the party's footprint in the state. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said the new internship scheme introduced in the recently presented union budget will facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for more than 4 crore youth over a 5-year period. Talking to media, the minister said experience acquired from internship at top companies will enhance skills and improve employability of the youth.
1 crore युवाओं को इंटर्नशिप कराना है और इंटर्नशिप करते वक्त उसको 5,000 रुपए की स्टाइपेंड भी मिलेगा और ऐसे 1 करोड़ लोगों को 500 फर्स्ट रैंक की इंडस्ट्रीज में इंटर्नशिप करने का अवसर मिलेगा। दोस्तों ऐसा करके 4 करोड़ लोगों को अगले 5 साल में जॉब निर्माण करने की व्यवस्था सुनिश्चित की गई है।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar today met with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Laos, Chalumzai Komasetat Lao PDR. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar mentioned that he witnessed exchange of MOUs on 10 quick impact projects for Laos under the Mekong Ganga cooperation and cooperation in sharing successful digital solutions. He added that a special stamp set was also launched on the occasion, which celebrates shared cultural treasures of Ramayana and Buddhism. External Affairs Minister also met with Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan on the sidelines of ASEAN meetings in Vientiane. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed bilateral ties and exchanged views on regional and global issues. The Ministry of Minority Affairs' ongoing event Lok Samvardhan Parv at Dilli Haat in New Delhi, showcasing the schemes, programs and achievements of the ministry. The 16-day festival is part of the 100-day action plan of the Union Government, highlighting the activities to promote crafts, products, art and India's rich cultural traditions from all over the country, along with the success stories under the ministry's various schemes. Speaking to media, National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation Chairman cum Managing Director Dr. Abharani Singh said the festival is hosting 162 arts, crafts and native product stalls of various multidisciplinary artisans from 30 states and union territories of India. Dr. Singh added that daily workshops are also being held for the artisans to help them better market their products and showcase their skills. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, there has been an exchange of fire with unidentified persons on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while 2 army soldiers suffered injuries during the operation. The operation was continuing till reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Amid thunderclouds and heavy rain, the Paris Olympics 2024 got off to a stunning start last night. The focus now shifts to the sporting events today. India began the campaign on day one of the games in 7 events, including badminton and hockey. In the men's singles curls heats, Balraj Pawar finished 4th in heat 1, having finished his race in 7 hours 7:11, and will be competing in the repechage round tomorrow, where he will get another opportunity to reach the quarterfinals. The top 3 rowers in each of the heats make it to the quarterfinals. In shooting, both Indian teams are out of the medal contention. In a 10-meter mixed team air rifle competition, Team 1, comprising of Sandeep Singh and Elavanel Valarivan, finished 12th, and Team 2, comprising of Arjun Babuta and Ramita Jindal, finished 6th in the qualification round. 10-meter air pistol men's qualification is underway, in which Arjun Singh Cheema and Sarabjot Singh are in action. Manu Bhakar and Rhythm Sangwan will also start their campaign today with the 10-meter air pistol women's qualification at 4 p.m. And now we go live to our correspondent at Paris.
Good afternoon, India, and a big welcome. I'm Sadhu Rona in Paris, and it's been a great day at the opening ceremony yesterday when we saw such a different opening ceremony, which was not held in the stadium, but all around the River Seine. And the Indian contingent got a loud roar when they came in, led by flag bearer Sharad Kamal and PV Sindhu. But having said that, we return to action today, where in shooting, the Indian pair has not done too well, but in rowing, Pawar has done well for himself. But what's coming up is tennis and table tennis and badminton as well. Today, India's oldest athlete of the Paris Olympics, Rohan Bopanna and Sriram Balaji, will have a go at the French pair, which was the men's first-class match.
Right. Thank you, Savio. We'll return to you for more later. Thank you so much for those details. In tennis, the Indian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Sriram Balaji will take on the French pair of Fabien Reboul and Edouard Roger Vasselin in the men's doubles first round match at 3:30 p.m. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall likely to continue over central India during the next 2 days. The IMD said very heavy rainfall will be present over parts of Uttarakhand, Gujarat, East Rajasthan, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha today, as well as over central Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka today and over Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi during the next 5 days. Over East and Northeast India, the Weather Agency has also predicted similar conditions over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. In Uttarakhand, rain continues in various parts of the states. Due to incessant rain, the water level of major rivers of the state has increased and motor routes connecting the villages are getting blocked by landslides at various places in the mountainous regions. Meanwhile, drinking water and electricity supply is also being affected at some places in the state. Two people were killed after a three-story building in Belapur area of Navi Mumbai collapsed today. The fire brigade rescued two people from under the debris and they were admitted to the hospital. 40 other residents of the building are safe. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde took stock of the situation and instructed the municipal commissioner to give all assistance to people affected by this incident. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the three-match series at Palikele this evening. This will be followed by the three-match ODI series in Colombo, beginning from the 1st of August, after retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format, and farewell from Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Surya Kumar Yadav and a new head coach in Gautam Gambhir. India are formally kick-starting their next era. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris received endorsements from over 40 former Justice Department officials after Joe Biden decided not to run for re-election. They praised her experience and view her as a safeguard for democracy. Harris's prosecutorial background and longstanding respect for the rule of law were noted as key advantages. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Niti Aayog's 9th Governing Council meeting, says states can play an active role to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Meeting of BJP-ruled state chief ministers to be held at party headquarters in Delhi this evening. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in the monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat tomorrow. Nation pays tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary. In Paris Olympics, India begin the campaign on day one of the games in 7 events including badminton and hockey. And in men's cricket, India to play against hosts Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of 3-match series in Palikele this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.